This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged, be truly part of the conversation. That's how you become part of the solution, right? You get informed, and then you engage when you have information. If not, I don't even know what to tell you. Seriously. All right. I want to get back into this. Dr. B's going to join us right after the break. You know, some people very much touched by today. There are some people I've spoken with who feel like they're losing the country and that some of these deaths were in vain. I don't believe that for a minute. I mean, I think if we don't fight, we're going to lose it. No question about it. Do we still have the ability? Do we still have the want? Are some people throwing up their hands and going, hey, man, no more? Right? So, and I've heard this probably a million times today, but it's such a disrespect. You deserve to hear it a million to one. You're talking about Vice President Kamala Harris, whatever you're going to call her. First off, I'm still in constant amazement. And she made it to vice president. Remember something. She did terrible in the debates. Nobody wanted her. The numbers were down. There wasn't like a last-minute salvation thing where all of a sudden people realized that they wanted her and loved her and Joe went for her. That's not how it worked at all. And that nervous laugh that she has when she knows she's screwed, she knows that she doesn't have the answer. But I know most people say we don't vote for vice president, we vote for president. Well, you're voting for the vice president too, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. And I don't know how you can not know it. So I'm not buying that one at all. But for the first thing to come out of her mouth, remember what you're thinking, what's overflowing in your brain, is going to come out when you speak. So Harris, she issued a tweet on Saturday. She called for everybody to enjoy the long weekend with a picture of herself. The irony behind all that, she doesn't realize that the reason she's sitting in that office is because of the people that gave their lives up before. Right? You know, take a minute to pause. Got it. Good. For what, though? What kind of thinking? What are you looking for? This weekend is our time as a nation to honor our fallen, she said. I mean, somebody must have said to her, quick, get out there, you screwed up. It's our dedicated time to reflect on our war fighters, those who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. The Code of Vets. Now, they asked her to do better. They put out a statement that said these are the Code of Vets. They put out a statement that said, Madam Vice President, just muster up the decency to show a little respect. And they just kept pummeling her all afternoon. And again, it's no military men in the background, nowhere to be found. She's got a big smile on her face, obviously enjoying this to no end, but has no idea what she's doing out there, right? Oh, my God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Arizona's Governor Ducey, he vetoed 22 bills on Friday, including a pro-election integrity bill. Who does he think voted for him? He's a Republican. Right? And the best time to do that would have been on Friday. Because by doing it on Friday of a long weekend, nobody's really going to pay attention. You don't know what's going to happen, right? Anyway, and he put it out there on Twitter like it was a big positive thing. Today I vetoed 22 bills. Some are good policy, but with 1 month left until the end of the fiscal year, we need to focus first on passing a budget. So he basically told him, nothing until you pass this budget. Right? Isn't that cool? I would have held back some biggies, signed the rest of them, because the bulk of them really not laid out the way he tells you there. Once the budget passes, he said, I'm going to consider some of these other issues, but until then, I'll not be signing any additional bills. Let's focus on our jobs, get our work done. Well, your job is to get the election process in place. Make sure it's right. Make sure it's secure. Now, this is the first time that the governor's gone down this road. No, really, it isn't. Ducey ignored a boatload of evidence of potential fraud in the 2020 election. He signed off anyway without any investigation, no audit, nothing. I mean, for all intents and purposes, he probably glanced at him and said, oh, look good to me. I can see him doing that. I can see some of these guys doing that just to try to get away with it. Now, the Secretary of State there can't stand trust. He's a Trump, big-time Trump hater. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, she called Trump supporters neo-Nazis. Why is she still in that position? Right? The election results, and again, she should have stepped away for it just for saying that. They should have brought somebody else in to deal with it. Join us in your house. We'll see if we can deal with your depression or anxiety or what have you. Dr. B's going to be with us right after the break. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We're back at it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Maybe that's the brain they put in Joe's body. They didn't actually do, you know, one of those brain hemorrhage. What is it? He had a little problem. He had had some brain surgery done. I think they replaced it with the Abby normal brain. I'm sure. Maybe we need to do some testing. I don't know. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hope you're having a happy long weekend. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That one poked me like a bunch of red hot needles. I still don't get that. I still don't get why. And her team is making excuses for her. There are some Democrat legislators that have opened their mouths, but most of them are making excuses for her. But I don't know. You know, I only know one way to deal with anger, and apparently it's not legal. So let me bring somebody on who has a clue. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us. She does every week to kind of keep our feet on the ground, keep us off the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? And Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me. And you just want to slap the stupid out of people sometimes.
Yeah. That's they need more than that. I'm afraid. Yeah. Yeah, that was a pretty bad move on Kamala's part for
Where's that switch in her brain that goes in? She didn't have it when she was running. I get it. But where's that switch that goes off in a person's mind going, that doesn't sound too smart?
Yeah, well, you can't switch off the heart. And that is her true heart. You know, we know her in California. We've known her for a long time. And being involved in politics in California for 15 years, that's who she is.
Yeah.
So welcome. She laughs when she doesn't know what to say. And then when she does say things, it's really from the heart. And that's not a good thing.
No, I agree with you. I think most people, unless they're just a flaming rage, and even then it's probably true, most people speaking from the heart. Most people, what's coming out of their mouth is truly how they feel, unless they're out just to specifically hurt you, right?
It truly is. And then this is, again, you know, looking at the psychology of it and the spirituality of it, because I like to combine both, there is no more filter with anybody. It used to be that it's okay to think these things. It's natural to be angry and to feel contempt and, you know, even hate things, not people. But then there's a switch in the mind, and this is what is differentiates us from animals. And that instinct is to think about it for a moment. It has nothing to do with free speech. It's to think about it, consider your fellow neighbor or friend or person or spouse or brother, sister, son, daughter, and then think if it's going to edify, you know, one another. Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth unless it's, you know, edifying. And again, that is, there is a part of the brain that distinguishes us as humans in instead of animals. And
you know what they used to tell us in school? They used to say that what distinguishes us between, you know, us and animals is we can reason.
Yes.
I think we've lost that.
That's it. Differentiates. What other word? Yes, it is a reasoning. It is, you know, animals, when threatened and put in the corner, they just freak out and they kill or they harm or they spit or they poison, right? It's what animals do. And humans, that is not how God made us. That is not how we are supposed to act. That is not how our mind is supposed to work. We're made in the image of God. And now that's what we're seeing. And that is what also the word differentiates again us from sociopaths and psychopaths. They just work on instinct and just go. There is no, you know, take a moment. It's just beyond impulsive, what they do. Impulse, I get. But what we're seeing all over the nation and with BLM and with, sorry, the liberals, Democrats, and I'm not counting, you know, some of us Republican conservatives, because they're angry, but we see it mostly from the other side, the more, I would say, godless side. They're saying outwardly they don't want a God. They don't believe in a God. And it's coming out as this, as sociopathological behavior, psychopathological. We're going to see more shootings. We're going to see more kids lose their mind. We're going to see parents. We're going to see people that just can't handle truth and reality and goodness and consideration and respect. And this is what's going to happen. And we're seeing it. And I warned people of this, you know, when Biden got elected and or whatever you want to call it, that he ended up in office, that this was going to happen, that the rage will not stop. You know, a lot of my friends thought, okay, well, at least it'll chill out everybody for a while, you know. And I'm like, no.
That worked out well.
The opposite is going to happen. They're going to feel empowered. And you are going to see people lose their minds, and it has nothing to do with George Floyd. That's just catalyst, right? It's just something that happened that showed America's true heart, or half of America, or 80 million people's true hearts, whatever. You know, you were talking about Obama getting, you know, elected, right? Last segment or the beginning of this one, and how he had the votes. He had them. And I'm honestly thinking, gosh, what a great point. Do you people really think Joe Biden is that much better than Obama? Really? I mean, that just makes you look like fools. So, you know, that I'm glad you brought that up.
See, I think that when Obama got elected,
a
lot of people, I mean, the church we were going to at the time had a you know, predominantly Black/Hispanic. We actually went to a church that was, you know, 85% Black, and it doesn't make me a saint. I'm just saying they were excited more about the fact that it was the first black president than what he would actually do for the country.
Right, right.
That bothered me more than anything else. And many Republicans, conservative Christians voted for him to prove they weren't racist, which is craziness.
Absolutely ludicrous. Right? It's ridiculous. And he's not even black. He was a little percentage black. He didn't grow up in the black community. He didn't care about the black community. He didn't do anything for the black community. He just divided. It's all he did. When President Trump got into office, and, you know, I was able to be on the White House calls every Wednesday, and seeing the mess that the Obama administration left, and the fact that he did nothing and even took away from funding away from the African American and the minority communities, and seeing that Trump put it back and added $14 billion alone after BLM and Antifa wrecked everything after George Floyd, and people still, you know, praise Obama and praise Biden. And just so you know, Biden took it all away again. It's all gone.
Right.
And so it's he's taken all the funding from persecuted Christians around the world. He's taken it from the African-American communities and minorities. He's taken it from – he's just went – or, you know, it's not him. But the Democratic Party has completely done everything they can to reverse it. And it's just unbelievable that people are still, you know, supporting –
Dr. B, look at the commercials that they – I mean, if you want to know where these people are coming from, really what they want out of life – look, you know, look at the commercial. I wasn't trying to put down the Army, but I think it was an Army commercial, the recruitment commercial where the woman talks about she has two moms. It's all about her, what she's done, her accomplishments. And they go, then you look at the Marine one. It has nothing to do with them. They want to defend the country. Two different mindsets, two different ideologies. And now we're going to commercial because this ideology believes in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The World Health Organization is changing the way it names variants of the coronavirus, it says, to simplify the nomenclature around the most concerning strains. The variant first identified in the UK, known as the B117 strain, will now be known as the Alpha variant, the strain from South Africa to be called the Beta variant, the Indian strain called Delta, and the Brazilian strain will be known as the Gamma variant. The WHO says it will continue to use Greek letters for any future strains that rise to the level of being a variant of concern. And on his first Memorial Day in office, President Joe Biden paid tribute to the nation's fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery.
Remember those who gave their all in the service of America, in the service of freedom, in the service of justice. Remember their sacrifice, their valor, and their grace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And that's how you do it in Italian. Okay? Slap upside the head, you get it over with, and move on. It's over. Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want any more proof that the Democrat Party is totally out of touch with themselves? You just look at what Kamala Harris did, or Kamala Harris, or whatever she's going by these days. Okay? Enjoy your long weekend. What's California attitude, right? Because that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, partying, being at the beach. Get an extra day off that the government slash boss has to pay you for.
Memorial Schmorial, right?
Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Help us kind of get our feet grounded again. I got one for you that floored me. I thought I was going to have to call you for help. Joe Biden, in his address or his proclamation, I think maybe he copied it and didn't see this because, you know, it's interesting, on the National Day of Prayer, he couldn't find any words for Almighty God or anything else. But yet in this proclamation on Memorial Day, he writes at the very end where he signs it, "In witness of, I have hereunto set my hand this 28th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2021. I was thinking, this is so out of character for them, unless, of course, they're talking about Obama, right?
Yes. He doesn't even know what he's saying, so it doesn't really matter.
Joey, come over here. Sign this.
That's right.
It's a proclamation.
What?
It's a good thing.
What?
Everybody will love you afterward. You won't even have to do push-ups. Believe me. It'll be fine.
Sign this thing. What is it? It'll get you your yogurt. Okay.
There's even people now leaking around him about him not being able to find his... find himself around the White House, he'll find his way around it.
Oh yeah,
and
that's believable, and it's not that big. I mean, I've been in it several times, and it's really not that difficult to make yourself around it. You figure it out pretty quick. How many days in office has he been in? He should be able to figure it out, and he can't.
I know this is a broad question, but seriously, what causes us as human beings to give up so quickly? Now the Democrats are pushing to rewrite the VA model to include the LGBT veterans, women's. I mean, just they have to broad brush, or not broad, get specific at these certain areas. It's like, why doesn't somebody with a spine stand up and go, do we need to? How about all men and women and those who just describe as? That would pretty much cover everything, wouldn't it?
It would. It truly would. And, you know, you say, where are all the, you know, Republicans trying to take a stand? There are some, but they're silenced. They're silenced by the media. And when they're silenced by the media, then we don't hear about it. The other thing they do, of course, is find every dirty story possible, right? They took their trash out on a Sunday, and they say they go to church, you know? I just saw one about somebody went to this charismatic church. Can you believe that they, like, hold snakes or something? And I'm just like, you know, really? Really? I don't remember who it was. I'll go find it.
No, I mean,
but it's, they did. They like have snakes there. I mean, whatever. Okay. You know, it's not Hunter Biden that's doing all kinds of strange things, and Joe Biden that's not even coherent. But, you know, going back to that, you know, bringing in the LGBTQ, LMNOP, they're doing it everywhere, right? Yep. Schools, yep. Businesses, everything. And I was actually going to talk about it because we are, you know, we're already seeing parents take a stand. We're seeing parents show up, especially here in Texas. I know in Arizona, I'm sure some in California, just taking a stand, yep. Showing up to these school board meetings and speaking out and running for school board. I have some friends that just ran and they're planning on doing it again next season. But just promoting this agenda. Yet, I was looking at an article today that shows that Christophobia, right? Fear of Christians. They want to call it homophobia? Well, we're going to call it Christophobia.
I've been calling it that for years.
It's a thing now. It's a real thing. It is very real. And I was reading about this. It was really good. And it talks about that our kids in our schools, because they're not bringing it, right? They're allowing all these depraved anti-God agendas, you know, rights for this person, rights for this person, things that don't even exist, all these genders they have, things that don't even exist. Like, they're not even acknowledging male and female anymore. And it talks about literally Christophobia and what it's doing psychologically to our children that are from church homes, that are, you know, go to church, that believe in God, have faith, Catholic, Protestant, whatever. And it's actually triggering things, I hate that word, in these kids and making them doubt, you know, what their belief system is, exactly what they want to do. It's causing some PTSD, and it's just incredible because we even have, the article talks about, we've got these former, I guess, LGBT teens and younger children that were raised with this, that have found the Lord, and it is really messing with their psyche as well, because they're just trying to stay on the straight and narrow and do the right thing because they're happier. They're not suicidal anymore. They're not depressed anymore. This has been the change they needed, is church and a faith. And there are several articles and research done on what faith can do for you, you know, mind, body, and soul. And it's causing severe psychological trauma, that there is no place for Christian children anymore.
There is. I mean, you, you're really going to need to diagnose me here. When do we step up and start teaching our kids to be strong? When do we step up and start saying, you know what, you don't have to be ashamed of being a Christian. There's more of you out there than you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know how to deal with that. You're the expert, but I sit there and just scratch my head and go, they will fight their parents on video games, but not for the religious belief. What have we done to them?
Right. Well, parents aren't fighting for it either, because they're, again, if you do not instill a moral code into your children's lives and do not live by it in your family, that they're not going to have it. You have to implement it. You can't just go to church on Sunday, come home, and expect your kids to understand, right? Hand the phone back to them, hand the iPad back, and say, here, and give them the world. Again, they need it every single day, and parents are just not sticking with it. Lots are. I have so many friends that are, and they are the ones that are finally taking a stand. So kudos to all of you, and I love all of you. I've got so many great friends that are doing that. But that's the problem. You know, we've got our kids, and then I've got other kids that I have counseled that are friends online, and they're Christian kids, and they're friends online with non-Christian kids, and they have parents, you know, what are you talking about? Quit talking about God. No, you know, don't fall for that. It's a cult. Literally, they're trying to reach out, right, and do what's natural to them and witness online, and the parents are, no. And I can't understand why you would wish anything else upon your child other than the moral code, the one and only, the one that our country was founded on, the one that Jesus died for, the one that our Creator, by which we are endowed in our documents, right? One nation under God. It's all there. So why would you try to erase that from the family system? And it really keeps, I hate, you know, you and I always are bashing parents, but it falls on us.
Oh, it all falls on us. I had somebody send me a message after one of our shows saying exactly that. Why do you always assume it's the parents' fault? Jeez, I don't know. They live in your house. They're with you. You set the rules. You set the guidelines. If kids are going to do whatever they want to do, no matter what you do, then don't teach them anything. Let them go from day one because they're going to do what they want to do anyhow. That's not what the Bible tells us, is it?
If it doesn't fall on us, then who does it fall on?
Bingo.
Because I can pull up article after article after article about teachers. Teachers are now LGBTQ allies. Here's one. Accredited schools. Online.org. That is a reputable site. We've got Texas Fathers. This teacher went too far promoting gay agenda. Your teachers are doing it. LGBTQ teachers are awaiting decision. This is last week on discrimination protections. This is what's going on. Educators are standing up now to halt Trump's anti-gay agenda. It's there. It's already there. And it's this critical race theory now is they're finding so traumatizing to the kids that they're beginning to explain it to. Extremely.
I will tell you that next year for me, I've decided, and I know some of the trolls listen to me, but it will be a metal, what are they, like a pedal to the metal year for me when it comes to sticking to real science, real history, and real government teaching. Because
yes.
I'm, you know, hopefully they'll make me president of the board next year. We'll see how crazy I make them. But,
that would be awesome.
But no, seriously, I mean, but I have no allies. It
right.
will just be me.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. We
it's
went
unbelievable.
From a conservative fiscally, conservative social board to pretty much, I'll say, 3.5 to 1.5. Me being the one. That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I got to calm down, run around the block once or twice. We'll be right back. Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something, as I like to say, do something more than nothing. You know, really that simple. Anyway, I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Dr. B, let me, first of all, I got to tell you, this is funny. This has just cropped up.
Yeah.
So you know how, you know, there's these chicken and burger fights going on, you know, burger places shouldn't be making chicken, and these conversations all over the place, right?
Sure.
So, I don't know if it was McDonald's or Burger King, one of those, oh, Carl's Jr., I think it was, said, you know, but we're open on Sundays. Like, we know who they're taking a swipe at, right?
Yes.
So, somehow that makes them a better company because they're open. Because they make their employees work 7 days a week or whatever. That makes them better people.
That's right. We're open on Christmas as well. Our families do not get a break.
Yeah. You know what? When I was a kid, it was the norm, especially in Massachusetts, it was the norm for stores not to be open on the week. The little corner spas, or that's what they called them, but the little corner stores, you know, for bread and milk and that. Those
sure.
were open.
Yeah.
But
for until like 2.
Yeah, right. You had to run out really quick. If you needed batteries, you were screwed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everything was closed. You had a nice meal at home. You took a nice nap after church.
It was
barbecue with the neighbors.
Family. Everything that they've been trying to ruin for decades, right?
Yes, and Texas has a lot of areas, especially in the northern parts, that are like that. Everything's shut down.
Still?
Not just the chicken stores. Yeah. Yeah. And still, I wasn't used to it, and I hadn't been to a lot of Chick-fil-A's in California. In-N-Out is what I like. But so we came here, and I've spent hours sitting in the drive-thru on Sundays at Chick-fil-A until, you know, people are like, they're closed. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's great.
I almost ran out and bought a lottery ticket. Last week? I heard that 60 Minutes had run a story about, I don't know if you saw it, about detransitioning. And it's but you're not hearing about it. And 60 Minutes is taking a beating over it. There are others that are coming out and saying they're using flawed science. This is from the people who throw biology out the window, right? These are people that throw chemistry out the window. And they're saying that they're using what's flawed science when somebody who's gone through the transition says, I'm still miserable, I'm still depressed, I still feel empty, I don't feel any difference. Why did you allow me to cut parts and pieces off after 2 months of counseling? This is just all wrong, ain't it?
It's so bizarre. Even here in Texas, they kept killing the bill, and they finally ignored it enough for the bill to not pass for, you know, kids, you know, to be able to mutilate their bodies. It's ridiculous. The Democrats are just idiots everywhere. And, you know, there's a study that just came out in 2021 so far. So for the first 5 months, they did this study with almost 300 participants. And they, you know, 70% of them said that they transitioned due to gender dysphoria. I want you guys to understand that is a psychological disorder. You know, it's like back in the day when you had schizophrenia and bipolar and depression, severe anxiety, suicidal ideation, they'd give you a frontal lobotomy, and they would actually cut out part of your brain in the frontal lobe. And they don't do that really anymore. It's maybe for extreme cases where it's beyond destructive. But you don't just go start cutting and chopping because you've got a mental disorder. That's why people like me are here on this planet to help you figure it out. And I think the most interesting part of it was that 50% of these who transitioned, who had the surgery, had the hormone therapy, completely changed, said that transitioning did not help them in any way, shape, or form, right, psychologically or with their gender dysphoria. And then 10% said they wish they didn't do it because the discrimination was so severe. So that's what, altogether 60% were not happy at all. Like, it made their lives worse. And that does not surprise you or I, because that is not, it's just these quick fixes. We've become a world of quick fix. And, you know, which this is a very serious surgery, having this. You know, I look at Ellen Page, who's now Elliot Page, and she had a picture of herself now in her man body with just some, you know, swim shorts on. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, she looked like a freak. I felt bad. I felt like she looked so sad. Her eyes are still so sullen and darkened, and there's just nothing there, and there's just no way. I guarantee you she's probably going to go in a very dark place psychologically. It's just 60% do, because it can't be addressed with surgery, hormones, quick fixes, things like that.
No.
So it's unbelievable. And they're letting kids do this.
Yeah. Well, in California, they're allowing them to take hormone blockers at a very, very, very early age, which should be considered child abuse. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable. We don't even let them thrive.
Well, what they'll tell you is that their suicide rate is up in the 40 percentile. I don't buy it. I don't believe it.
For gender dysphoric kids?
Yeah, for gender dysphoria.
It's not. That's not why there's... If you break it down, you will see that it has nothing to do with that. And I've seen studies, you know, talking about this, and it has nothing to do with that. It's the environment they're in. It's that the parents are encouraging them. Their friends are encouraging them, social media, you know, and they're getting bullied. And of course it's not natural. And it's basically that they're in a constant battle and conflict with the God in them, right? We're all made in his image. We are created by a higher being, and you're in constant conflict with that psychologically, spiritually, when you go down this pathway, and you're not going to be happy. You're not. And parents have got to wake up, and you cannot let a 10-year-old, 12-year-old, 14-year-old, 16-year-old, you can't let them make these life-changing decisions. It's, I can't even, you know, you talk about Jeff, right? Jeffrey, yeah, younger, who is dealing with this here, you know, with his wife, who's a doctor and continues.
Oh, that's
to
right. I had him
push.
On the show at one time.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. He's a friend, and he's here in Texas, and he's really involved at the state level, you know, helping, getting in front of, you know, Congress to to change these laws. And they sat on the bill, and it never made it because the Democrats, it's just not a priority to them. Neither is, you know, there are a few other things that they just walked out. And so our governor is now making
Oh, yeah,
that,
I love,
you know,
I love how they walked out. Because that's cowardice at its finest, right? I mean, I can't get my way. Talk about being a spoiled brat. I can't get my way, so I'm just going to leave.
You know, and I hope people are looking at this, because this is not how you do it. Your congressman and woman walk out. Just walk out because they don't want to deal with it. What spoiled brats, yes. So that's kind of what's going on, and I just don't understand for the life of me how, you know, cutting off body parts is going to help you psychologically, or why people think that there is. I mean, in their mind, it's a mismatch between what your body looks like and your identity. That's what's going on. That's serious. That needs to be dealt with on a deep, deep level, not 3 sessions and go to your surgeon now.
I know. That's the part. Look at, without even taking a stand, whether it's right or wrong to do, I can't take a stand on the fact that you're not going to tell me after 2 visits to a counselor or a psychologist or what have you, they've got it all figured out. Because all I've ever heard for years is it takes years to work through these things. We have to get to the deep-seated reasons as to why. And now you don't hear it anymore. Now it's a snap decision, if you would. You know, but some of the pushback that I get when you and I talk about this is we'll get something that'll say, hey, they used to say that about homosexuality, okay?
Yeah.
That it was a disease and it needed this and it needed that, and now they've dropped that as well. So they're saying there's so many things that we used to think were bad and now not so much.
Right. Unbelievably so. Yeah. And it's abusive. It is self-abuse. And often what you see is these surgeons partnering with these psychologists, right? So it's all in the club. It's all in the cult of this. And kids just don't, teenagers, people, they don't have a chance. You know, you've got Mike Penner. I don't know if you remember him. He's a sports writer for the LA Times, identified as a transsexual, came out as Christine Daniels, had surgery, saw that it wasn't helping. This is not what he was told was going to happen, resumed his male identity, and then shortly after took his life because he could never get back to it. It's never addressed. And you're going to start hearing this more and more and more if we don't get, and I don't see anybody stopping. They're trying to put this junk in schools, and we even have churches now. You know, let's have the group and support. And it's like, what are you doing? What are we doing? And yes, it falls on the parents. That's where we spend our time.
Oh, when I read this, I mean, God bless these parents because they're, they're truly trying to do what's right for their child. They you know, they see their child's hurting. They see they're in pain. They see this. They see that. But they've bought so much into what's going on that they go right to that for their children. And it's the wrong way to go.
It truly is. And if we don't stop it, it's going to become a part of our culture. They're just going to weave it on in with everything else. And then our children will not have a chance in life, you know, to have a voice or to have a good life.
It's quite scary. Okay. We are about out of time. Tell people where to find you, how they can get help, how they can write you a note, whatever.
Find me on Facebook at Bridget Nelson or on Dr. B at drbradio.com. You can email me at drb@drbradio.com. Just type in Dr. B Radio and you'll find me.
Find her on the Facebook. Remember that. Anyway,
Joe McKeever.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. You've got me for the whole next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes.